Fight.
Welcome back, everyone. We are slowly approaching the 9th anniversary of MK Mobile, and in this episode, we are going to cover the amazing content coming up in the soon-to-be-released Update 5.3. I'm telling you, there is an absolute ton of magic blowing its way into this update, so let's get right into the podcast, and I will start it with a Test Your Might. Now, this is an update-themed Test Your Might, so I'm going to give you a clue as to a new character that will be included in 5.3, and at some point, I'll let you know who that is. The clue to this character is, this character has had their own piece of equipment in the game for quite some time, but is now finally going to appear in the game. So think about that clue and think about it fast, because I'm about to answer it real soon. All right, with that, let's get started. And let's start with talking about the new fighters that are coming in this next update. First of all, I think we all knew that the MK1 team would grow in the next update, and of course, we are right. And of course, my predictions were way off, but you know what? That's to be expected. So, the actual next MK1 fighter to join the mobile roster is none other than MK1 Shang Tsung. That's right, your soul is mine. Now, I'm going to read this off. These are direct notes from WB, and I will just read through this and explain this MK1 Shang Tsung character. So, MK1 Shang Tsung is a devious alchemist who gathers his enemy's blood to craft powerful elixirs and then experiment on them. If his victim is knocked out while the toxic effects from the elixirs are active, they will resurrect on Shang Tsung's side as none other than meat. That's right, a terrifying result of an unfinished experiment. So grab a syringe and play as MK1 Shang Tsung today. He's going to be available through the Crypt store and new special offers. That being available through the Crypt store is huge. But did you catch that? Did you get that answer? The answer to Test Your Might is none other than Meat. Ah, it's crazy. Meat is finally making his way to mobile. I am so stoked to try him out and resurrect my opponents as Meat himself. Oh man, I'm telling you, MK1 Shang Tsung looks amazing. And his passive sounds so fun to use too. You can just imagine how fun this character was to design and work on for the developers. And the closest thing, I'll tell you, the closest thing we have to Meat right now is Fujin's brutality, where he blows all the skin off of his opponent. And basically a meat version of that person is left standing there. So I'm happy to see that meat is finally coming in. You know, you can't really play with him, but that's okay. He's going to be in the game. Thank goodness. Okay, so number two, there is another character coming to this game. MK Mobile isn't the only other mobile Mortal Kombat game happening right now, of course. MK Onslaught has been sharing player screens as well. And now we are getting our first Onslaught crossover character. So, introducing Onslaught Fujin. The first member of the Onslaught team will arrive this May with a whirlwind of deadly attacks like his Tornado Ambush. Onslaught Fujin is a damage dealer and a wise warrior who sees the different possibilities in combat and chooses the best one. Team him with other Elder Gods to boost his damage dealing and unlock additional synergies as the Onslaught team grows. It just makes sense to tie in the characters to Onslaught at this point for me. But what I'm hoping for is that there's some kind of reward system for playing both games, similar to like what they've done with in the past with like MKX or MK11, maybe a free fusion or currency or something similar. So, and I will say, in Onslaught, that Fujin is one of my strongest characters in my roster. So it's kind of neat to see him blowing his way over to MK Mobile. Also, coming our way in 5.3 is an updated tower event. So Kano, Cabal, Tremor, and Aaron Black await your return to the fully remastered Black Dragon Tower. All Black Dragon Tower equipment art has been updated, awesome, along with their bonuses, even better. If you already own the Black Dragon Tower equipment, you will automatically get the updates. The Fatal version of the Black Dragon Tower includes a chance to earn the newest Diamond MK1 Shang Tsung, and both tower completion rewards also include Dragon Crystals, which are a new, highly valuable resource. This action-packed tower awaits your return, plus be on the lookout for other returning tower events, such as the White Lotus Tower. Awesome, I can't wait for the White Lotus Tower to return. There are a couple key points that stand out for me with this tower returning. First of all, MK1 Shang Tsung as reward is huge. I love the fact that brand new characters are available as rewards, not only in the Crypt Store, but in the towers as well. If you've been playing this game for a long time, that was never the case. You didn't see the new characters maybe for like 3 years. And I'm not kidding. I'm not even exaggerating there. So Another key point being is the new resource, Dragon Crystals. I believe these will be a way to put your diamond sellbacks to a better use, giving you the chance to collect crystals and spend them in a store designed just for them, with the possibilities of a diamond characters or even purchasing like epic gear. Those two things maybe being available. So I don't know all the details on that, but I know we'll get some more details out pretty soon. I actually really like the avenue they're taking with the towers. Not releasing new ones, but more updating old ones. As I've mentioned in past episodes, there are more towers than there are months in the year, and it would be impossible for players to get tower gear easily. You know, they kind of have fixed that, you know, with throttling the release of new towers and making tower gear more available by other means, sort of like the crypt. You know, so I really like that way they're going down with the towers. Also, coming in, 5.3 will be two sweet new friendships. Jade and Sub-Zero will be getting their own friendship equipment sets, allowing Jade to perform her I Want Candy friendship, and Sub-Zero will now come riding in offering ice cream with his friendship. And as a cherry on top of Sub-Zero's ice cream sundae, these equipment pieces can be found in the Crypt store on a rotating basis. Okay, if that wasn't enough reason to enter the mazes of the Crypt, there's more. Okay, there's a lot here, so sit back, get something to eat, find a nice comfortable spot to sit, and I'm going to read through all of these amazing crypt changes here. Ready? All right. First of all, there will be a new consumable called a reroll charm that will allow us to replace our existing crypto battle with a new one. There will be a new support card called Tenacious Fighter, which will allow healing of a percentage of health lost during the single battle. And the total hearts displayed will be updated. Okay, so the amount displayed has now changed to show a single value, and that is the total of all hearts earned combined. There is now a hearts breakdown info menu that details how that value is determined as well. Okay, we're not done yet. There is going to be a new legend menu, and it's going to provide information for all the features that can be encountered in the crypt. The menu is grouped into categories to organize similar features together. Looks like a battle preview will add a preview of the opponents to the battle nodes. That's going to be really nice to see. And finally, normal difficulty has been made easier by slightly lowering the fusion levels of opposing characters in the fight nodes. Holy smokes, long live the crypt, everybody. Long live the crypt. That's pretty awesome. They are really putting a lot of cool ideas into that crypt, I will say. All right, more quality of life changes. All right, here we go. Feats of strength got a major buff. So check this out. Winning fights to battle mode, if you remember that, to gain feats of strength has changed to winning fights in event towers or in the crypt. That's awesome. That is awesome. These feats of strength will automatically change to use the new requirements, and any progress you had with the old requirements won't be lost. So you can pick up where you left off using the new win conditions. That's really cool. Be sure to visit your collection to see who's been updated. This is a major upgrade in my opinion. Battle mode is definitely a dead mode for any veteran player, and having to blow the dust off it just to complete a few feats of strength was definitely like painstaking, okay? Okay, hold on. And still more crypt updates? Holy cow. Players can now view their crypt consumables outside the crypt menus. The consumables section has been updated to include two tabs for Faction Wars and crypt consumables. Holy cow. Right, we're just keep pushing our way through this update. There's a lot in this update. Okay, there will be two new combat passes featured in 5.3. And the two lucky characters are both sorcerers. The next two combat passes are a throwback homage to Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance. So keep an eye out for an ancient army being revived and attacking Outworld and Earthrealm, because Season 11 will feature Warlock Quan Chi and Season 12 will feature Classic Shang Tsung. Not only will these troublemakers become stronger, but Dragon Crystals will be available as rewards for progressing through combat passes. This is a major upgrade in the combat pass, in my opinion. I said it when the combat pass came out that the rewards had to be worth it for me to spend time and, more importantly, money to complete them. I will say, if these Dragon Crystals prove to be a major upgrade to in-game currencies, I will definitely, for the first time, be purchasing the Premium Plus to get them. Man, what an update so far, seriously. And to finish it up, there are a large number of bug fixes to cover, so hold on tight while I read through all these, all right? Take a drink here. First up, Edenian Blood Sindel fixed an issue where the extra attack button was incorrectly presented as available after tagging. Edenian Blood Sindel again fixed an issue where her SP2 couldn't miss because of distance to her opponent. Edenian Blood Katana fixed an issue where her whirlwind attack could be used during long tag out animations. Circle of Shadows, Nightwolf fixed an issue where Tomahawk's healing restriction effect could be removed by Dispel. And of course, Circle of Shadows, Nightwolf again fixed an issue where healing from his passive didn't work after he resurrected. MK1 Scorpion got fixed where there's an issue where he could explode while brutality or friendship was being performed against him. Classic Movie Sonya fixed an issue where the game would crash after canceling a combo ender and failing her combo sequence minigame. Lizard Noob, Zybot, fixed an issue where after Noob's passive was triggered, a brutality or friendship became available when only one piece of these equipment set was worn. Assassin Jade fixed an issue where the game became unresponsive if MK11 Cabal tagged in right after Jade KO'd the opponent. Nightmare Jason fixed an issue where the game became unresponsive after Jason evaded a special attack while auto battle was on. Cold Sonya fixed an issue where ice armor on cold teammates was granted only once per fight. Classic Goro fixed an issue where Goro resurrected even if resurrection cooldown wasn't finished. Combat Cup Cassie fixed an issue where description for her team synergy was missing. And Circle of Shadows Katana fixed an issue where Katana could sometimes enslave opponents twice without Circle of Shadows teammates. Oh man, I have to say it. It is nice that the development team is listening to problems players are experiencing and getting around to fixing them. The Jason bug actually is one that I personally had issues with and relayed to the team. I'm sure all you other people have as well. So kudos to the team over there working hard, creating this fun, exciting, just keeping it alive with new content. They're listening to their players now. They have the Realm Warriors program that I'm so proud to be part of, along with Mammoth No Game 45 and Manned. And I just think they're moving in the right direction with this game still. But yeah, there's so much more to this update. A lot of behind the scenes or under the hood changes. And just check out the notes, the patch notes when they come out. But again, very appreciative to be in the Realm Warriors program and be part of, you know, getting to hear some of this information firsthand before everybody else gets to. It's kind of fun. But yeah, I'm really going to enjoy this update, and I hope you guys do too. So let me know in the comments below what you think of it so far and what you're most excited about. All right, everybody, that is it for this huge episode. Thank you all for listening and subscribing and watching and all that good stuff. So, all right, everybody, we will catch you on the next one.